the official backstage beer of Ozfest 2003.
What's going on? It's Neanderthal broadcasting live from the Sleep Train Amphitheater, Ozfest 2003 in full swing right now, and I am now joined by lead throat of Disturbed, Mr. David Draymond. David, welcome again.
How are you, brother?
Dude, this is like old hat for you. This is, what, your third or fourth Ozfest?
Third Ozfest.
And does it get different, or is it sort of a routine now at this point?
You know, it's never routine. There's always something else going on. There's always new people, new faces.
Now,
and it's always a new excitement and never changes. Just opening for the greatest rock icon on the planet, Ozzy Osbourne.
Now, you were at the show last night, obviously. You did everything down in San Francisco. Ozzy got pretty sick about halfway through the set.
Yeah.
Is he even in Marysville tonight, or is he at a hotel somewhere resting?
I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you, but wherever he is, I wish him my best for a full and speedy recovery very quickly.
All right, the word is he's going to be back on Ozfest on Saturday. I saw you here at 9:30 this morning when Killswitch Engage took the stage early on. You were right there on the side of the stage, and I just want to tip my hat to you because a lot of guys wouldn't do that. A lot of guys that are so deep on a bill like Ozfest and who has sold as many records as you have, and you're here for the whole experience. So you were out on your bike. You were, like, kind of getting out and mingling with people. That's very cool that 3 years into it and at the level that you're at, you're still kind of a regular guy.
Well, hey, you know, it's all about the people out here. Without them, we wouldn't be alive.
So what do you see different about Ozfest as the years go by? Like, now, you've got experience with it. You say there's different kids. This year, there seems to be a return to the mohawk as a hairstyle.
Yeah, there's a lot of hardcore kids out here, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, the side stage is representative of that. It's representative of a rebirth of metal, which is exactly what we want to see.
So now Liberate is the new single, and unfortunately there has been an edit that had to come out because you drop a naughty word in the song.
Well, the irony is that we went ahead and did our own edit, and the mother bleep was changed to mother mother. And apparently that wasn't clean enough for some of the powers that be. They felt that it implied something vicious, and you know something? It does imply something vicious. That's the whole point of the song. And, you know, I'd rather people not get the wrong impression and just bleep it out entirely so that they know that it's a profane word than try to mask it in some way.
Now, are you aware that Liberate, when put up right next to Chaka Khan's I Feel For You, beat mixes perfectly?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, it does. I've done it.
Really?
I've done it on the air. I'll have somebody send you the edit.
You mean like groove-wise?
Yeah, the beats are perfect, yeah. And actually the vocal and everything, it's like the rhythm and the tempo, it's the same song. And wow. I don't mean that with any disrespect at all. It's like, you're a Chaka Khan fan, I can tell.
Chaka Khan, let me rock. Let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
See? Oh, I'm gonna, let me break your mind. It's
there
the same
go.
Song.
Okay.
And I mean no disrespect when I say that. That's cool, because if you're going to, you know, have something that sounds similar, yeah. It might as well be a classic.
It's definitely the first comparison of that nature that I've heard drawn, but I don't take it as an insult. It's all good.
Has anybody heard that? And when we did that on 98 Rock a couple of weeks ago, it works.
Hey, it's all good.
All right. So now what's the plan for Disturbed after Ozfest?
That really all depends on the strength of Liberate. You know, if it really breaks through for us as a single, we're going to go ahead and do another run in the fall, a headlining run. If it doesn't do as well as we would like, then we'll probably just close up shop and start writing the next record.
Any plans to go overseas or anything like that?
We just came from overseas.
All right, well, then I'll take that back.
We did the whole European festival run, did 5 shows with Metallica out there. It was our pleasure. And, you know, I think I've had my fill of Europe for a while. I like being here in the United States. It's where we belong.
We like having you here. David Draymond from Disturbed, thank you for taking some time out to hang with us here at 98 Rock.
Pleasure, brother.
Disturbed on the main stage a little bit later on as Ozfest 2003 rolls on from the Sleep Train Amphitheater on 98 Rock.